This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening. Hello, and thank you for joining me today for the Quiet Moments podcast. I'm your host, Russ Earl. How does a person find the real you? Can a person do so without sinning against God? This is the topic today here on Quiet Moments. When you hear that phrase, I want to find myself. Or a person is trying to find out who they really are. This many times is used when a person is talking about trying to find out just, you know, what their interests are and maybe to find out their path in life. And the question we want to know is, what does that mean? And can a person accomplish such a thing without sinning against God? You may have heard the phrase, sowing their wild oats. This is the idea that someone's going out and engaging in things and experiencing things, and many times it does involve sin. Those who we hear people say, well, they're just sowing their wild oats sometimes, reference to those who are going out and living in a way that's not approved of in the sight of God, and they'll say, well, they're just finding themselves or sowing their wild oats. Well, while we can, well, it's not wrong to try to discover where our interests are and maybe try to decide, you know, what path to take in life in reference to, do we want to go to college? You know, what job is best for me? Do I want to get married? Or do I want to get married and have children soon? Those types of things. And yes, you can find the answers to those questions without sinning against God. Yes, you can experience things in life without sinning against God. However, the problem we run into today is there are those who, when they approach this idea, they approach it with the mindset that the world has. If you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll find that the writer here, the preacher, as he's referred to as the son of David, the king of Jerusalem, there in verse 1 of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, which many believe this be a reference to Solomon, and how he finds and he talks about here numerous times in chapter 1 and chapter 2 specifically, the things that he has experienced and the things he wants to obtain. And we find in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, in verse 3, says, I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while I got in my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold of folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives. Isn't this a reference to the same idea we're talking about today? How do we find the real you? How do we discover what we should be in this life? Solomon talked about this same idea when he talks about how he searched his heart, how he might gratify his flesh, how he tried to find what was going to be pleasing to him, as he finds him, as he says in verse 4, when he says, I made my works great. I built myself houses and planted many vineyards. He tried to find out who he really was by searching out what would bring him pleasure. Was it gratifying his flesh? Would it be having many houses and making, as he says here, his works great? He talks about how he had many servants in verse 7, how he gathered for himself silver and gold, that is, how he gained wealth in verse 8. In verse 9, we find he became great and excelled more than all who were before him in Jerusalem, Ecclesiastes 2 in verse 9. He talks about how he gained all these things. But if you fast forward just a little bit to verse 11, he says, And I looked, and all the works my hands had done, and on the labor which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. We think about this idea. Is it wrong to try to decide the path we should choose in life in reference to our jobs, and reference to our education, the reference to maybe our families, or should I have a family, or getting married, and those types of things? But friends, when it comes to our obedience to God, there's only the path that leads to obedience or the path that leads to disobedience, as we find in Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14. So as you try to decide what you're going to do in this life, make sure that God is at the forefront. And remember that, and rightly so, that any plan that excludes God is a plan that deserves to fail. If you're interested in the programs I take part in, you can check out the following programs. On Mondays, I co-host Cabin Talks with Ethan Scholl. On Thursdays, the Insights Podcast, the Bible Studies with Russ program, and Uncensored Dads, the Uncensored Word program, which I co-host with Matt Olson. On Fridays, you can hear the Quiet Moments podcast and the Working Through the Scriptures program I co-host with Corey Orr. As always, I thank you for listening and hope you will check out all the programs Bible Way Media makes available, and be sure to follow us on social media.